Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
74 degrees at 9:49, and time for us to get out to the Farm Progress Show, where Dave Dickey is standing by on this final day of the show with our opening market report. Hi, Dave.
And Dan, 74 is the best number that I've heard this week.
Yeah, it's been pretty warm out there, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It is very, very pleasant today. Sunny skies, a nice breeze. If you haven't had an opportunity yet to come out to the Farm Progress Show, today would be an ideal day to do so. You can zip right in, get right into the show as well. We have a big Agricultural Outlook panel meeting at 11 o'clock in the AgriGold tent, that on West Progress Avenue and 8th Street. Head on down there. They also have donuts and drinks and chips and all the kinds of goodies for you to munch on and nosh on as we have that meeting. Panelists for the meeting this morning, Dan Zwicker of ADM, Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight markets at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 7.25 1/4, up 30 on the open. December 7.30, up 17 1/2. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.72, up 30 on the open. December 7.88 1/2, up 30. March 7.80, up 24. May 7.10, up 14. July 6.10, up 10 1/2 on the open. September corn has opened 3.25, up 2 1/4 on the open. December 3.42, up 1 3/4. March 3.58, up 1. May 3.65 1/2, down 1/2. July 3.76, up 3/4. September 3.80, down 1/2. December of next year 3.90 1/2, unchanged on the open. September soybeans opened at 8.62, up 3 1/2 on the open. November 8.79, up 4 3/4. January 8.95, up 5 1/2. March 9.03 1/2, up 3 1/2. May 9.12, up 5. July 9.23 1/2, up 8 1/2 on the open. September soybean meal opened at $2.37, up $2 on the open. October also up $2 at $2.3950. September soybean oil opened at $36.45, up 19 on the open. October $36.65, up 17. At the Merck, August live cattle open at $94.65, unchanged on the open. October $98.20, up 15. December $195, up 5. February $185, down 2 1/2 on the open. August feeders open at $117.75, down 30 on the open. September $118.70, unchanged. October $118.85, down 12 1/2. November $119, down 22 1/2 on the open. October lean hogs open at $67.50, down 50 on the open. December $68.40, down 35. February $69.85, down 25. April $70.10, down 37 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91 even, down 57 1/2 on the open. Joining us now to discuss the markets right here in the University of Illinois tent on West Progress and 3rd Street is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, an interesting start to the day out of the wheat pit. We went limit ups, backed off significantly since. What do you suppose that might imply?
Well, somebody was caught short in the wheat market, and they decided to bail. And after that initial round of short covering here shortly after the open, that buying interest has kind of dried up. So that's what will usually make that market kind of fall back. So I think yesterday's big push up to the wheat market and then the overnight push another 20 cents probably just had it. You had a lot of people just giving up the ship here this morning, bailing out of their shorts. You know, we're going into a 3-day weekend. So there's a lot of position squaring, I think, going on here today as some people will take a four-day weekend.
What do you do with a market that is historically high from a technical standpoint? What can you do?
You can still use the chart. The only thing in technical analysis that you can't use when a market is making new highs is you can't look to the left. There's no support and resistance to the left. So you will have to use your individual formations and other tools that will project different price objectives to the upside. There's a lot of tools that you can use in that. But that's what technical traders will do. They will continue to follow key moving averages. They will continue to follow the trend lines. Market falls back to a trend line. Those will be buy points. But you can trade a market into new all-time highs. It's just that there's nothing to the left to look at.
So let's put a more particular point on it and say, in this wheat market, what are you looking at for indications of where the futures might go?
Well, I got some time counts that I would suggest that maybe the wheat market is kind of near a pause or a rally high. I think maybe today's limit up move might have climaxed that move up. And now we're probably more in a mode here to kind of go into a period of consolidation, spend a few days in consolidation, and then that would kind of give us the next price objective to go on up, measured off of the previous reaction low or something like that.
I know that I've been talking to a number of traders in Chicago that have been saying to me that they really would like to go short wheat and long corn. Are they going to get their desires anytime soon?
Well, that I don't know anytime soon. They'll just have to study that spread. Anytime you start wanting to pick a high or pick a low, those are kind of difficult to do. A lot of times, though, you kind of want to let the market go ahead and do its thing from a trader's point of view, and then get inside that trend and take the middle out of the sandwich. So, but yeah, that'll probably come into play at some point in time here. How soon, I don't know. I mean, a couple things. The wheat market is trying to buy acres. Wheat plantings really won't begin until about, you know, October 1 for the most part in a lot of areas. And then corn harvest by October 1 will probably have a good idea what the size of the crop is. So, you know, somewhere here probably between now and October 1, you may see that phenomena maybe begin to take hold, that corn would begin to gain on wheat.
From the beginning of July, now looking at the corn market, we've been moving mostly sideways. The low defined by the July low, 308.5. The top by the April low, 359. Since the Pro Farmer numbers came out, we've been trending a little bit lower toward the bottom end of this range. Are you seeing anything on the horizon from a technical viewpoint that would suggest that we're going to break out of this trading range before the harvest really ramps up, let's say in the next 2-3 weeks?
Oh, well, anything can happen in the next 2-3 weeks. We'll have to, I look at the futures trading range between basically 370 on corn and 325 on the bottom side, and about halfway of that trading range, about 346 or 348, I guess I would look for a corn market to kind of stay within 10 cents of that trading range, and we start breaking out of that, then I would begin to maybe think that the corn market is shifting its overall trend to maybe something more sideways to higher than regular sideways here.
In the bean market, we have seen a V bottom formed in that market, and it has trended higher since, but we haven't topped the August highs yet, and that in the November contract would be 888.25. I suppose we really need to clear that mark to sort of see if we're up there or not for the next 50 to 60 higher, huh?
Well, you got to take one step at a time, and I would say that, you know, that's the target. We've got to punch that out, and I think there's another one up there around maybe like 898 or something like that. So the bean market, your technicians have a couple of those targets to kind of shoot for. As we try to climb higher, if the market begins to fail and can't do that, then we would have a probably pretty good setback.
What are the, as you look at the, all the markets right now, what is the number one thing that is on your radar in terms of what you're watching, and why is that?
Outside of the ag commodities, I always watch the value of the dollar and what bonds are doing, because that is a key indicator of what the economy may or may not do, and I think that's a key indicator of what foreign demand may or may not do. I kind of watch the value of the dollar, especially over the past month here. You can kind of see that the dollar has at least stabilized. We bounced off of a double bottom. We've had a strong rally above some key trend lines that I kind of like to watch. Now we're consolidating again, but that strength in the dollar has made the soybean prices in Brazil much more attractive, and we may end up seeing larger soybean plantings out of Brazil than what the trade is kind of thinking may happen right now.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group Indicator. You're listening to WILO Urbana.